NBC Monitor News on the Hour. Here's Jeffrey Pond.
The Pentagon said today that no American planes attacked a Soviet ship yesterday at the North Vietnamese port of Cam Pha. The Defense Department said there's absolutely no evidence to confirm a Russian charge of such an attack. However, Moscow claimed earlier today that a Russian seaman on the Koler Turkestan was killed by American strafing and another sailor was seriously wounded. The charge led to angry anti-American rallies in several Soviet cities, and Russian officials boycotted a U.S. trade exhibit in Leningrad. The U.N. Security Council has recessed after more debate on the Arab-Israeli crisis. Israel said she's determined to make a stand on the Gulf of Aqaba and that only complete non-interference by the Arabs with Israeli shipping through the Tiran Strait will be acceptable. Arab delegates replied that if Israel alone or with U.S. help tries to break Egypt's announced blockade, the Arabs will fight to the end. The Soviet and U.S. ambassadors argued over Vietnam, and the Security Council president had to remind them to stick to the point, the Mideast. The Security Council will reconvene Monday afternoon at 3 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time. NBC News, radio, and television will broadcast comprehensive reports as developments warrant. British Prime Minister Harold Wilson spent 3 hours today with Secretary General Thant at UN headquarters. Wilson then began talks with the Security Council President Hans Tabor of Denmark. Egypt may be extending her troop buildup to another part of the Israeli frontier. NBC News correspondent Robert Conley reports from Amman, Jordan, that Cairo is sending an undisclosed number of troops to Jordan by air. The two countries, which were feuding bitterly just a few weeks ago, are now bound by a military pact against Israel. There are unconfirmed reports that Iraqi troops also have arrived on the west bank of the Jordan River near the Israeli border. Israeli Premier Eshkol has answered a Soviet complaint. The story from David Weber, NBC News, in Jerusalem.
The Israeli Prime Minister, Levi Eshkol, replied today to a Soviet note and suggested that Russia adhere to her own principles of national sovereignty and join the major nations in condemning Egyptian President Nasser for creating the Middle East crisis. Eshkol said Israel is still willing to try for a peaceful settlement of the problem, but only on three conditions. That Nasser pull back his troops from the southern frontiers, relinquish his seizure of the entrance to the Gulf of Aqaba, and guarantee a stop to Arab terrorist attacks on Israel. The original note from Russia complained about Israeli troop concentrations on the Syrian border. But today, Eshkol's reply pointed out that the Soviet ambassador here did not accept an invitation to inspect the border to see for himself that there was no such buildup. David Weber, NBC News, Jerusalem.
Israel's new defense minister, General Moshe Dayan, the hero of the Suez fighting in 1956, said today that he does not want American and British boys to die for Israel if war breaks out. He said he believed that Israeli forces could again defeat the Arabs. Diplomatic activity in the Mideast crisis continued outside the United Nations. A leading Cairo newspaper says President Nasser has sent a message to President Johnson, but the contents are not revealed. The Soviet ambassador in Cairo met today with Egypt's foreign minister. Again, no details. The American destroyer Dyess was greeted by jeers from thousands of Egyptians today when she arrived in Port Said to sail through the Suez Canal. Egyptian launches full of port workers crowded near the destroyer as the demonstrators waved pictures of President Nasser and shouted, "We shall destroy you." The Straits of Tiran, which the Egyptians say they're blockading against Israeli shipping, lie near the destroyer's route, but U.S. officials have not disclosed her destination. Three Russian destroyers today steamed through the Straits of Turkey to join the small Soviet flotilla in the Mediterranean. A supply ship entered the Mediterranean Wednesday, and six more Soviet warships are due to follow in the next few days. More in a moment.
For a great change, try a great change. For a great change, try a great chain.
Imagine a chain of nearly 500 quality quartz motels, and each is designed to be different. But one thing they have in common, you can charge your entire stay with a Phillips 66, American Express, or Diners Club credit card. So stop at the sign of the sunburst. Stay at a quality quartz motel.
As Africa's biggest nation, Nigeria, faced possible civil war today, the U.S. ambassador advised Americans to take refuge in the capital, Lagos. An American freighter is waiting off the coast for permission to evacuate 800 Americans from Port Harcourt in Nigeria's secessionist eastern region. A military court at Fort Jackson, South Carolina, today sentenced Army Doctor Howard Levy to 3 years in prison for disloyalty and disobedience. Levy, among other things, had refused to train Green Beret Special Forces medics because he felt they would use medical treatment for political purposes in Vietnam. Captain Levy has now been confined in a military stockade apart from other prisoners. Jeffrey Pond, NBC News, New York.
Listen again on the hour when Quality Courts Motels bring you NBC Monitor News.
Now New York area news on the big voice of Big Town USA, WNBC New York. At 5 minutes and 38 seconds past 4 o'clock, it's 81 degrees in New York City, and this is Jerry Damon with the latest news of the metropolitan area. Apartment house tenants hit by the Manhattan Building employees' strike held a rally on the Upper West Side today to plan rent strikes and requests for rent reductions as a means of making the landlords come to terms with the union. Almost all the 500 people present indicated that they hadn't yet paid their June rents. The city's deputy rent administrator, Peter Marr, told the tenants there would be action next week on applications for rent reductions on the grounds that services have been curtailed. Accumulated garbage at the affected buildings is being collected by sanitation workers today under the health emergency declared by Mayor Lindsay. President Johnson is due in New York this evening for 3 separate affairs billed as a salute to the president, with Senator Robert Kennedy as a co-chairman. State Democratic Chairman John Burns says attendance will be higher than expected, a clear indication of unity and enthusiasm for Mr. Johnson. Princeton University and New York's Sarah Lawrence College have decided, after 3 months of talking it over, that they won't go through with an institutional marriage. They announced today that co-education is still a prospect at both schools, but not in conjunction with each other. New York City officially took over today as the proprietor of Flushing Meadows Corona Park in Queens, the former site of the World's Fair. At the opening ceremonies, Parks Commissioner August Heckscher promised to make the place hum, a prediction that was fulfilled in an unintended way by the roar of planes from LaGuardia Airport. The noise was so loud at times that it drowned out the speakers. Weather now for the New York area. At Radio City, it's 81 degrees and sunny, humidity 38%, the barometer steady. It'll be sunny and seasonably warm for the rest of this afternoon, with a high in the 80s inland and the 70s at the shore. Clear tonight, the low 60 to 65 in the city proper, in the 50s in the suburbs. Sunday, more like today. Seasonably warm, temperatures much the same. Right now, once again, it's 81 degrees. That's late news and weather. This is Jerry Damon.
My name Jose Jimenez, the bellboy, with a message from the bell system to all you gypsies who just jump in a car at vacation time and go. Well, my crystal ball says some of you will forget to call ahead. And when you pull your gypsy station wagons up to hotels or motels, you'll find a no vacancy sign. Oh, that can make a gypsy cry violently. So phone ahead for reservations. Unless you want to hear a gypsy make a violent cry.
Don't just leave your dial on the monitor. Lean back and stay a while on the monitor.
Hello, this is Bill Mazur, sitting in for Ed McMahon as your host for Monitor 67. In this segment, we'll be hearing from Kurt Gowdy with Monitor Outdoors, reporting on one of the big mistakes made by early sportsmen in this country in an attempt to improve on nature. Right now, let's listen to Kai Winding, Penny Lane.
Thank you. blowout can be bad news on a trip. It means you'll have to blow money on a new tire that you'd planned to spend on fun. But a ruined tire doesn't have to ruin your vacation. With a mobile credit card, you can charge a tire, battery, or other emergency repairs at 26,000 mobile stations and keep your cash for what you saved it for, fun. For an application for a mobile credit card, just pull into any mobile station and relax.
Next, Monitor Outdoors with Kurt Gowdy, brought to you by Kiekhafer, makers of Mercury outboard motors, and by Zepco Sports Products, both divisions of Brunswick Corporation. Here's Kurt.
Hi, everybody. I'd like to tell you about the greatest piscatorial goof in history right after this message.
Some people think an outboard motor has to be noisy. Well, it doesn't have to. A Mercury outboard isn't noisy. It's all in the way it's built. Take Mercury's engine design. Tighter fitting parts, closer tolerances, and valves inside the crankcase keep the sound from leaking out. Mercury's aluminum wraparound exterior cowling is acoustically lined to absorb engine sound. Then Mercury mounts the engine on a support frame that deadens sound and vibration. Control and fuel line openings are sealed with neoprene. The exhaust tube is surrounded by a water jacket. What's left of the sound is fired out deep underwater by Mercury's jet-prop exhaust. Mercury isn't just quieter than other outboards, it's really quiet. See your Mercury outboard dealer. He's got all nine quiet new Mercuries for 1967, 3.9 to 110 horsepower. Once again, Kurt Gowdy.
You know, like most outdoorsmen, I naturally like to eat some of the fish and game I bag. And down through the years, I've made a collection of the better recipes for preparing wild game. One of these recipes goes like this. Take a 5-pound carp. Soak this fish overnight in a marinade of 3 cups of sherry wine, the juice of 4 lemons, salt, pepper, and 3 dashes of Worcestershire sauce. Remove from the marinade and stuff with a mixture of wild rice, orange slices, and slivered almonds. Place the carp on a hand-hewn maple plank, which has been well buttered, and bake in a moderate oven for 3 hours. Remove from the oven and garnish with parsley. And then throw away the carp and eat the plank. Now, this recipe may be a little far-fetched, but it does sum up the average person's opinion of our carp. Today, this fish is a scourge of our lakes and streams, and so ill thought of that Wisconsin mink farmers pay only a penny a pound for this fish. As the story goes, even the minks don't like a carp. Such always wasn't the case. Back in the early 1800s, all our ancestors could talk about was the fabulous German carp, the fish that grew in ponds and became as fat and tasty as China pigs. In those days, the carp was called the wonder fish of Europe. By 1876, even our government believed these rumors because we dispatched a fish culturalist to Germany to bring back some of these fish. And this man was successful because in the spring of 1877, he deposited 345 frisky carp in a Boston Park pond. When these fish began to overflow their Boston quarters, Congress appropriated $5,000 to move them to Washington Lakes where they could continue to prosper. Everybody wanted some of these wonderful fish, so a year later, Congress doled out 12,000 of them to 25 states and territories, and a few years later, had an additional 260,000 for distribution. And now, it was up to the carp. Regrettably, this fish fared too well in his new North American habitat. Within a few years, it was in the process of occupying every waterway in the country. And too late, anglers found the carp a poor food fish and even a worse species for sports angling. By 1895, a Nevada fish commissioner reported that the carp had devoured all the fish food in a certain river, all of the duck food, and a herd of sheep that happened to be grazing on the banks. Today, various government agencies spend millions of dollars to eradicate this fish from certain waters and keep it under control in others. But the contest is still one-sided. When we consider that each good-sized female carp lays 500,000 eggs per year, it appears unlikely that man will win this battle, which started as a goodwill project exactly 100 years ago. Shows you what happens when man starts tampering with nature. This is Kurt Gowdy for Monitor Outdoors. With a dreamer camper on a new 67 pickup and $2,500 cash, you could have the fishing vacation of a lifetime, couldn't you? Well, you could win them both. Just stop by your Zepco Redhead dealers, fill out an entry blank, and you're eligible to win this grand prize or one of 2,500 other great outdoor prizes. No purchase is necessary. But don't wait. Enter the Zepco's $25,000 sports stakes at your Zepco dealers today. Void where prohibited by law. Zepco Division, Brunswick Corporation.
Monitor Outdoors with Kurt Gowdy is a regular weekend feature here on the Monitor Beacon.
Chateau Martin wine is on the list of best sellers. Best wine sellers everywhere.
Time, it's about the Chateau Martin wine. The flavor and aroma are so fine. Try the sherry or the port, buy the gallon or the quart. You'll be nuts about the Chateau Martin wine.
Every well-stocked cellar includes Chateau Martin port wine. The rich, clear dessert wine that provides the happy ending to a perfect dinner. Chateau Martin port wine, made from choice California grapes, mellowed in 100-year-old oak casks, is distinctive in flavor and aroma. Try it, then you'll understand why
Chateau Martin wine is on the list of best sellers. Best wine sellers everywhere.
I am about your Chateau Martin wine.
A product of Chateau Martin Wines, New York, makers of famous Chateau Martin sherry wine. Had any lately?
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of entertainment. Bill Mazur here for Monitor 67. Leading off this quarter hour, business news with Chet Huntley, brought to you by Air Express. For next-day delivery to cities all over the country, remember, there's only one Air Express. Here's Chet Huntley.
I had an interesting talk the other day with a bright young man of the American Bankers Association, Mr. Dale L. Reistad. He is director of the automation department for the ABA, that's the American Bankers Association. Mr. Reistad convinced me that somewhere between 1971 and about 1980, the traditional banking check will be a thing of the past. Money will be transferred by electronics rather than by those slips of paper to which virtually all modern civilizations have given such dignity and status. More on this in a moment following this message from Air Express.
If you want to ship an elephant-sized item, something more than 50 pounds, should you consider anything but a truck or a boat? Sure. Raise your sights to Air Express, a division of REA Express. No one can match Air Express for service. For instance, suppose you have to ship to an off-airline point, like Tougaloo, Mississippi, by tomorrow. Only Air Express can assure you of next-day delivery anywhere in the country with door-to-door pickup and delivery at no extra charge. And here's something else. Besides being the fastest, Air Express has just reduced its rates on heavier shipments for distances of more than 750 miles. For fastest nationwide service at new lower rates, remember, there's only one Air Express. Call your local REA Express office for details.
Once again, Chet Huntley.
Mr. Reistad calls the new era now coming on us the checkless society. Instead of carrying a checkbook around with you or having one in the desk drawer at home, instead of the check writing and computing machines now in business houses and corporations, we will simply be supplied with an identification card, a harmless-looking thing with holes punched in it. When we wish to pay a bill or transfer money in any way, we simply insert the identification card into the telephone. Either by voice or dialing a code number, we shall determine to whom the money is going, first of all, and then we shall dial or otherwise punch up the amount of money to be transferred or paid. With that, the computers in the nerve center of the American Bankers Association will take over. Stored there is all the credit information for each one of us, social security number, assets and liabilities, mortgages, and so on. Also in the nerve center are the machines, which can, in a flash, deduct the proper amount from one account and credit it to the department store, the utility company, or the son or daughter at some faraway college. What about cheating using someone else's identification card? The ABA is convinced it can handle that. Perhaps a fingerprint on the card will have to match up with a copy of your fingerprint in the memory machine at headquarters.
or absolute identification can be done with the registration of the voice. It has been discovered recently that no two of us talk precisely alike when our speech is broken down into electronic impulses. Some individuals might object to the storage of all that information about them, but that information is stored somewhere today on paper. Suppose you should make a mistake and punch up the wrong amount as you were making your transaction. Well, on your telephone will be an instant playback or readback so that if the wrong amount has been registered, it does not go into the process and the wheels don't start turning until you have double-checked and given the gadgets a go-ahead. The legal fraternity, of course, will have to be convinced that a machine, impulses from a roll of tape, are as authentic as a check bearing a signature. But the lawyers have indicated they are ready to face it. Finally, the instant transfer of money will mean hundreds of millions of dollars saved or earned by someone because today, money in transit is serving nobody, bearing no interest. Chet Huntley, NBC News, reporting for Monitor.
How does a record company introduce a new disc all over the country overnight? Simple. Air Express. Air Express can give you next-day delivery to 21,000 communities in America. And besides being the fastest, Air Express often costs less than any other type of shipping, especially in the 5 to 50-pound range. That's why we say there's only one Air Express. Call your local REA Express office for details.
Business News with Chet Huntley will be brought to you again tomorrow by Air Express, a division of REA Express. Now let's hear some Monitor music. Here's Walter Wanderley with Chigunka. One moment, Charlie Jones with the defending champion in the June 15th U.S. Open. Monitor Sports is brought to you by the entire family of Wins products that keeps your car going strong. Here's a story from behind the scenes of last Wednesday's Indianapolis 500. When A.J. Foyt's winning car rolled out on the speedway, his crew had given him every possible edge. And high on the list of priorities was Wins radiator stop leak. You see, a driver has to be concerned with his car's cooling system when planning to go flat out for 500 miles. Pressures build up that could cause leaks and put a car out of the race. But Wins seals leaks and keeps them sealed. So A.J. Foyt relied on Wins radiator stop leak to avoid trouble in the cooling system. Protect your car's cooling system against damage caused by everyday driving. It works at Indy. It's guaranteed to work for you. Wins radiator stop leak, one of the many keep your car going strong products from Wins.
This is Charlie Jones, and my guest today on Monitor Sports, the defending champion in the U.S. Open, Billy Casper. Bill, the Open will be at Baldestraw this year. Have you played the course recently?
No, I haven't, Charlie. I played it one time about 10 or 11 years ago.
Well, the Buick Open is the week before. Will you be playing in the Buick, or will you skip that to practice for the Open?
No, I will skip the two tournaments preceding the Open.
When you go into a course that you haven't played in 10 or 11 years, what are the specific things that you look for?
Well, the main thing that I do is I'll plot the golf course, finding out how far it is from a given point in the fairway to the green, and devoting a lot of time to developing a putting touch for the type of grass that's on the greens, on the open greens.
What do you do when you have off weeks, when you do not make one of the stops on the tour? What is a typical week? I would think the normal reaction of the person would be that when you're not playing, you're sitting at home doing nothing, but I know it's a lot different than that.
Well, usually I do have a lot of speaking engagements, and I like to get away and go fishing. I haven't been lately, but I hope to, in the time that I will be off before the Open, to go fishing a little bit and just sort of rest and take it easy. And, of course, during that time, I will play a considerable amount of golf also.
You've always been known on the tour as one of the best of the putters. Now, do you agree or disagree with this?
Well, I think there are a lot of fine putters on the tour. It seems like everyone that I play with puts exceptionally well anymore, and I think any time that you finish in the top 10 or 15 money winners, you have to have a good all-around game, and you can't be depending on one phase of your game to carry you into that position. And I have had good days putting, and I have had bad days putting both.
Do you have any particular goals that you have set that you would like to accomplish in the game of golf?
Well, of course, my goals were winning the Open and more than one time, and I've accomplished that. I have a lot of goals that I work for. I continually set goals almost every week, and I think it's very essential that we set goals for ourselves and try to work for something always.
And I think in your life this applies even more than in the game of golf. Is this correct?
That's correct.
Bill, thanks for visiting with us.
Charlie, it's a pleasure talking to you.
Billy Casper, our guest today. This is Charlie Jones for Monitor Sports.
Keep up to date on the world of sports every weekend on Monitor. No matter where you are, at home or in your car, anywhere around the country, our friends in and around Johnstown, Pennsylvania, hear us on station WJAC. We'll step aside now for a word from the NBC station nearest you. Then, more of Monitor 67.
This is Joe Garagiola. Join me on Monitor each weekend for a sports roundup with my Monitor Sports Show on NBC Radio.
Here's a treat that's hard to beat. Melted cheese and Wetson's hamburger meat. Having one is lots of fun, but if you want to feel great, feel strong, and really bubble, ask the man for Wetson's Cheeseburger Double. It's great. Now, here's the facts real straight. Two government-inspected all-beef hamburgers, all grilled to perfection on a toasted bun and topped with that taste-tingling, velvety-smooth cheese. Love that cheeseburger. Go to Wetson's by day or night. It's always an eating delight. Golden brown French fried potatoes, Wetson's thick shakes, and now that delicious double cheeseburger. Just love that cheeseburger. Love that Wetson's. In Elizabeth, New Jersey, there's a Wetson's on Rahway Avenue, corner of South Street. In Syosset, Long Island, Wetson's is located at 321 Jericho Turnpike. For the Wetson's near you, check that phone book.
Now a message meant for you.
Put more sparkle in your life today with sparkling champagne. Get with living the exciting way. Drink sparkling champagne.
Sparkling champagne is like nothing else you ever tasted, except champagne. Champagne, C-H-A-M-P-A-L-E, sparkling champagne. Buy it wherever beer is sold. Costs just pennies more. Sparkling champagne malt liquor. Metropolis Brewery, Trenton, New Jersey. Bill Mazur here, back with more of Monitor 67. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing the impressions of lovelorn columnist Ann Landers of our men in Vietnam. First, Monitor music from a gentleman named Martin, first name Dean. Dean of the bartender school, that is.
Let some happiness on me.
Coppertone's Hollywood correspondent, Army Archer, visiting glamorous Charlene Holt. And let's talk about your current picture, Charlene, El Dorado.
Well, Army, it's a big western in the classic style.
That's right. Lusty, explosive, filled with action.
And humor.
But because of El Dorado, I'll never play cards with you again.
Just because I learned a few card tricks for my part?
Learn to be an expert.
Well, I promise not to use them on you.
I'll hold you to that, Charlene, but say, you're also an expert on getting a terrific suntan.
No trick to that, Army, when you use Coppertone.
You joined the Tannables, eh?
Certainly. Coppertone really gives you a better tan.
It's enriched to make your skin more tannable and to guard against skin dryness.
Yes, I get a beautiful tan, deep and dark, and I love the way it keeps my skin satiny smooth.
Then you agree. Tan, don't burn. Use Coppertone.
Of course. Double in spades.
Charlene Holt, you promised.
Sorry about that.
Now here's an invitation. Do you want to be a guest at a big party next weekend? It's Monitor's 12th birthday coming up, and we're going to have quite a celebration. Vice President Hubert Humphrey will join more than 40 celebrities in offering birthday greetings throughout the weekend world of Monitor. Bob Hope, Shelley Berman, Johnny Carson, Harry James, Steve Lawrence, Margaret Whiting, and almost three dozen other stars will be offering their best wishes. In addition, the songwriting team of Sammy Kahn and Jimmy Van Heusen will be on hand to write a special birthday song for Monitor. So don't miss the action next weekend on Monitor.
Harry, that was the worst motel you've
ever picked.
Gladys,
don't start.
What do you mean, don't start? It's a real Fleabag.
Say that about the Taj Mahal.
If there were bugs
it's
in the
easy
Taj
for things to go wrong on a trip. But it's just as easy for things to go right. Stop at a mobile station and pick up a mobile travel guide. The mobile travel guide inspects and rates motels, hotels, resorts, and restaurants all over the country. So when you stop at a place, you know just what you're getting into.
Some lunch, Gladys. That looks like a nice place.
Oh, here we go again.
Men in uniform, like men everywhere, have personal problems, concerns about families, friends, and loved ones back home. Emotional involvements of one sort or another that are further complicated by distance. Ann Landers, who writes a column of advice on personal problems, has been visiting Vietnam and talking with our fighting men about the things that concern them. She was interviewed for Monitor by reporter Jack Russell.
What are their major problems over here?
Well, many of the boys are wondering about, not themselves, interestingly enough, but they're wondering about
the people they're leaving behind. They want to know what can they say in their letters to make them feel better. They wanted to know if there's any suggestions that I had, things maybe they shouldn't say. They just don't want to worry their folks. I was really impressed with the unselfishness and the consideration of these fellows.
Do they have any love problems?
You bet they have love problems. One young man, a handsome kid from Chicago, tears rolling down his face, told me that he just got a Dear John from his girlfriend, and he said that this really knocked him out more than anything that had ever happened to him over here. The fact that his girl had written that she wasn't going to be going with him anymore. She'd found somebody else. And if I could say just one word to you girls who have fellas over here in Vietnam, I'd like to say this. If you've got any news like that, girls, just keep it until they get home, because they don't need those kind of letters.
Do you think your experience in Vietnam will change the way you answer certain letters that you do receive?
Well, I'll have a much better understanding of what is happening to the boys over here. And I must say this, I'm not nearly as worried about American teenagers as I once was, because I have seen some of these 17, 18, 19-year-old boys over here who are real men. There's nothing irresponsible about these fellas. They are great boys.
You think it might be beneficial to the teenagers back in the United States when these boys do return?
Oh, yes. They'll be a very good influence. There's no question about it. One thing that impressed me tremendously was the fact that these boys fight for their buddies. They have tremendous compassion and loyalty to the guy at the left and the guy at the right. And many fellows that I talked to said, I was awfully lucky. And I looked down and I see a leg missing. And I said, what do you mean by that, fellow? Well, he said, my best buddy got it. At least I'm going to be able to go home.
Have any of the American soldiers over here written you about problems they might have with romances with Vietnamese girls?
Yes, and this always makes me a little unhappy, and many of the boys in the hospital beds asked me about this. I asked them how they're getting along. What do they miss most? And one guy said, move over closer. He said, I miss perfume. So I moved over, and he took a whiff of my perfume, and he says, oh, boy, he says, you have no idea how great that smells. He said, well, once in a while, I get sort of lonesome and go downtown. He said, some of these girls, he said, after 9.5 months, they get looking pretty good. I said, now, would you consider bringing one of those girls home for Mom? And he said, oh, no. And I try to tell these boys that while I'm quite sure there are exceptions to every rule, there must be, I feel that the American boys should stick to the American girls when it comes to marriage, and this is the advice that I always give them.
That was Ann Landers. Jack Russell, NBC News, reporting for Monitor from Saigon.
Our Men in Vietnam, as seen through the eyes of columnist Ann Landers.
Miss O'Brien?
The mailbox says O'Brien. Or do you want to bet I'm Cleopatra?
No, I'm from International Harvester, Mrs. O'Brien. About your Cub Cadet tractor.
Cash we paid. We don't owe you a nickel.
Just a survey. We say this is no toy, but a tractor built like the big IH tractors. You agree?
Huh. O'Brien should be built so good.
Which model do you have?
O'Brien or the tractor?
The tractor. 7 horsepower? 10?
12. With hydrostatic transmission. When O'Brien works, he wants it done in a hurry.
And what does he do with his extra free time now?
Like always. Me waiting on him hand and foot.
But his hobbies?
Just having me wait on him. And now that he's got that cadet, it's 15 or 20 more hours a week. So you get on out of here with your survey. I haven't sat down since he got it.
Here's a bonus for you. Buy a new Cub Cadet lawn and garden tractor, 7, 10, or 12 horsepower, anytime before July 1st, from a participating dealer. You'll get an international rotary mower free. To find your cadet dealer, phone Western Union and ask for Operator 25. You're listening to Monitor at 14 and a half minutes before the hour, with more to come, including the comedy of Nichols and May as they explore the world's most civilized approach to divorce. So stay with us right here on the Monitor Beacon.
TWA flies 12 nonstop jets a day to Chicago right through the day from early morning to late evening. Just call TWA.
Save the plan, the colorful Kodak way. Don't forget the Kodak film today.
Remember the day in pictures with Kodak film.
Hi.
This is Sterling Yates. Join me on WNBC, the big voice of Big Town USA, weekdays at 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. on Fortune Phone, as I keep you in touch with Big Town, where in the early 1800s, the mother of 15-year-old Cornelius Vanderbilt offered him a boat to complete an almost impossible farm task. Well, he won his reward, and instead of going to sea, began ferrying passengers back and forth for 18 cents a trip. The beginnings of transportation and the Staten Island Ferry. Big Town, USA.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town, USA, is the sound of conversation.
Bill Mazur here with more of Monitor 67, starting off this quarter hour with an assist from the breathless Claudine Longer singing Hello, Hello.
Of second best or products that take shortcuts. That's one reason why millions more are asking for Miller High Life beer wherever they go. Brought to you by the most particular brewers in the world, Miller High Life has been brewed for 112 years to the highest standards with absolutely no compromise. Ask for the beer that's slowly, patiently brewed to be the very best, the one and only Miller High Life. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee.
Now let's take a look at the weather around the country, which for the rest of today should be generally fair, except for some showers in the southeast and along the Gulf Coast. Tomorrow, rain in the Carolinas, with showers and thundershowers expected in the southern plateau region, northern Rockies, upper Mississippi Valley, and Florida. The rest of the country will have fair to partly cloudy skies.
Are you one who likes to see and feel fine and useful products that show real creative engineering? Well, this is your invitation to examine the broadly patented ANCO Anti-Windlift Windshield Wiper Blade. See the exclusive airfoil that holds the wiper snug on the windshield, even at turnpike speeds. Note ANCO's superior quality and uniform precision, quite obvious when compared. And when you see ANCO blades in action on your own car, you really appreciate the great strides the Anderson Company of Gary, Indiana has made toward greater traffic security for you and yours. You can examine a pair of ANCO anti-wind lift wiper blades wherever you see the new big bright yellow ANCO windshield wiper replacement service cabinet, which your own favorite service stations proudly display, or will soon be able to get from their ANCO wholesaler. Watch for it. Your ANCO dealer's trained serviceman can quick-fit your car with the correct pair of ANCO blades or refills in seconds. A good place to buy gas, too.
Frank Duvall now with more Monitor music, namely a musical invitation. Let's play games.
Mm-hmm.
Ford's better ideas were proved again this week by winning the Indianapolis 500 for the third year in a row. Yes, Ford V8 power proved its dependability again. And that V8 engine is similar to the 289 cubic inch V8 that's standard in the Ford XL and LTD and optional with Mustang, Falcon, and Fairlane. It was redesigned and modified, of course, and cost upwards of $15,000. Yet the people that built 25 of the 33 cars that qualified for this year's event insisted on Ford V8 power. This should be no surprise, because Ford was the first to mass-produce V8 engines and has sold more than any other automobile manufacturer. And right now is the best time to get a Ford V8. Because your Ford dealer is having a big sale on top-of-the-line Ford Galaxy 500 hardtops. Order a V8, and you can save on select, shift, cruise-o-matic, power steering, power brakes, more. You can also get sales savings on a 67 Mustang Sport Sprint. So if you want V8 power, get it from the people that know it best, whether it's specially designed for an Indy racer or for your kind of driving. Better ideas come from Ford. Next, Monitor Comedy Time with Nichols and May, brought to you by RCA Victor. This year, give the gift that keeps on giving by RCA Victor.
It's the sentimental season, the gift-giving season for moms, dads, brides, and grads. Time to give an RCA Victor gift, the gift that keeps on giving. For a mom, there's the first portable color TV from RCA Victor, a truly portable set that can be carried from room to room. For Dad, there's the latest idea in transistor radios, the RCA Victor beanbag, weighted on the bottom to stay put anywhere. That lovely bride is sure to love an RCA Victor swingline portable stereo, while every grad will go for the exciting new RCA Victor Minikin, a portable black and white TV that works on battery or house current. Yes, RCA Victor gifts are just right for the sentimental season. See the wide variety of gifts at your RCA Victor dealers. Everything from color TV to tape recorders. This year, give the gift that keeps on giving from RCA Victor.
Divorce American style can get pretty complicated, what with one thing and another. Just how complicated things can be on the road to Splitsville is graphically illustrated in this sketch by Mike Nichols and Elaine May.
Well, hello.
Oh, hello.
I brought you the children.
Oh, where are they?
They're upstairs with the nurse. Is that all right?
Oh, fine.
Yeah, I thought they could say goodbye after I've gone. Yeah. I mean, say hello after I've said goodbye.
Yeah.
I've said goodbye to them so they can say hello to you when I've left. Unless you want to see them now.
No, that's all right. Let them stay with the children. Let them stay with the nurse for a while and sort of get oriented.
And get used to where they're going to be.
Yeah.
They're in good shape.
Oh, yes, well, I'm sure they are.
And Bobby has a little cold, but the nurse knows all about it.
Oh, you told her.
Yeah.
I didn't even hear you come. I was out in the back.
Yeah, and the man at the door said you were out in the back.
Yeah, well, I was. That's why I said it. Yeah.
So?
So how are you?
Oh, wonderful.
You look marvelous.
Well, I'm wonderful. We've been in Bermuda.
Oh, have you?
Mm-hmm.
How's Bermuda?
Well, it's Bermuda, you know.
Yeah.
But I got a lot of sun and swimming.
Oh, you really look wonderful, all day.
So do you. You look wonderful.
Would you like some coffee?
No, thank you.
Really?
No, thank you.
The sweet rule.
No, thank you. I'll be eating dinner when I get back.
Oh.
Well, take good care of the kids.
Yeah, I will.
And let me know when you want me to pick them up.
Yeah, well, how long had you planned on their staying?
Well, it depends. See, my wife's children are with us right now.
Oh.
And I don't know when they're going back.
Oh, well, you see now, Ed's son comes in about a month.
For how long?
Well, he stays for about 3 months. That's the visitation.
Well, if you had, that's all, and you would just have Bobby and Helen and Ed's son.
Yeah.
See, because Barbara has 4 children.
Hmm.
And they're coming, and then... Nancy, who is with Sue right now.
Yeah.
I get Nancy back.
I see.
I get Nancy back almost immediately.
Well, see, now the thing really is that Ed stays for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
But about a month and a half after he gets here, the twins come, you see.
Well, but the twins aren't going to be here for long.
Well, I don't know how long they're going to be here because Phyllis is in Europe.
Well, I spoke to Phyllis. They're coming back very soon. They're coming back in a matter of weeks.
That isn't what they told us.
Well, they're putting something over on you. They could take the twins right now.
Really?
Well, not right now, but they're coming back almost immediately.
Well, now, how long are you staying?
Can you hold them for a couple of months?
I'll try, but actually, we don't really have the space.
All right, keep them as long as you can. And if you're absolutely in desperate trouble, give me a call.
All right. I don't, you know, I mean to make it hard on you.
No, it's not hard.
It's a madhouse.
But keep them as long as you can. You'll be doing me a big favor.
All right, will you let me know today?
Yes, I will. I've got to go home and talk to the little woman anyway. She's going to have a baby.
Oh, congratulations. Who is it going to stay with?
Wouldn't it be easier to stay together? Nichols and May were also brought to you by Martinizing Dry Cleaning. Brand new clothes certainly can give a person a lift. Of course, you can't buy a new suit or a new dress every time you go out, but you can feel like it in clothes freshly dry cleaned by one-hour Martinizing. It's the modern method, safe, gentle, thorough, that refreshes and renews clothing in just 1 hour, yet costs no more. Try one-hour Martinizing.
Your clothes will be cleaner, brighter, stay fresh longer. Be off to a fresh start with one-hour Martinizing, dry cleaning.
I'm your host, Bill Mazur.
Last year, Red Cross spent $26 million to provide assistance for the victims of disaster, your dollars. And because over 2 million of you gave your time, Red Cross made every nickel count. Whether it's for disaster or war relief, safety and blood programs, nursing services, or relief abroad, your dollar goes where it's needed most. This year again, Red Cross needs your support. Help us help. Give now. Send your contribution to Red Cross, New York, 10023.
For a provocative and stimulating evening, join Long John Neville Mondays through Saturdays at midnight on WNBC, the big voice of Big Town USA. Long John, a man with matters on his mind, is of a mind to make them matter by bringing you interesting people with something to say and no fear of saying it. Fair warning, though, once you've let Long John put you in touch with Big Town, you'll find yourself staying up all night waiting to hear what's next on the Long John Neville Show.